Well, Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson is returning to Parliament at a time when she's really keen to advocate for stronger freshwater protections. We've got a lot going on at the moment, what with free trade agreements, environmental challenges, as we just touched on there with Craig. The Greens have proposed stronger water regulations and a phase-out of synthetic fertiliser to improve freshwater quality. Thank you for joining us, Marama. Kia ora anō, tēnā koe, e mihi kia koe e te tuhini mō te wā o Matariki. Tēnā koe, Marama.
Mānawatia, Matariki, Dale, kia koe, kia koutou. Really beautiful to be here once again with Radio Wātea.
Tēnā koe, do you enjoy the experience? You're up at Takaparawha on Friday, weren't you, Marama?
Yeah, so beautiful. The biggest thing that jumped out at me, Dale, is just incredible pride in our people thinking, look at what we've come through, look at what our tupuna have had to survive, and look at us reclaiming back our birthright, our traditional culture, knowledge. And what are we doing? Sharing it with te ao, giving it out there with the generosity and the manaakitanga, and of course Ngāti Whātua, manaakitanga second to none, and just opening up their whenua. And we were having the beautiful kai breakfast afterwards, and I was saying to Chloe, this is the place. This place that is caring for everyone, this place that is feeding everyone, this is the place where the police tried to remove these people from their own land. And what do? They've turned around and they've been looking after us for decades, So just big manawatia a Matariki, heringa waka to Ngāti Whātua, ki o rākei.
And that is a remarkable reminder of the generosity of spirit that our people carry, that even though we've been denied access to these taonga and our whenua, when returned, we, open our arms, our gates, and say, haere mai again. So, your point is taken. That would have been houses, McMansions for the rich, had Joe and the whānau on the hill not stood their ground all those years ago. So we do acknowledge them, and I thank you for doing so. We've had a couple of conversations, one about ecological damage in our reef systems, the latest with Craig Little, the Mayor of Wairoa. So we are touching on environmental issues. You're proposing stronger water regulations and a phase-out of synthetic fertiliser. Pick up the ball and take us for a carry, please, Marama.
We sure are, Dale. Swimmable, drinkable water where we can fish shouldn't even be a debate. This is simply us caring for mokopuna and future generations. We know that New Zealanders care and want to make sure that we can drink from, swim in and fish from our waters, and that's what our announcement was. I was very proud to lead this announcement, because what we also know is that 44% of the total length of our rivers are unswimmable, that up to 100,000 of us now get sick every year because of polluted drinking water. And we're seeing what the Tarakihi at a state of collapse. We are seeing Kauda and Tāmure, Snapa in the Waitamata alone, starting on a massive decline. And we cannot be certain that my mokopuna are going to know what Tarakihi and Snapa are, Dale. But we've got to change things. What we announced was a regulation package to set better rules. And it started off with things like protecting drinking water, setting strong environmental limits and lowering the nitrate limits now, because that is part of what is leading to unsafe drinking water, and that's where 9,000 tamariki just in 2025 alone were at schools and early childhood centres where they had boil notices. And we have to protect drinking water at its source. We want to strengthen the rules for wastewater discharges. People are seeing right now, especially in extreme weather, when our wastewater discharges fail, that's paru and literally poo in our harbours, in our sea, in our waters. We want to phase out and end the destructive bottom trawling, starting with an immediate ban on the bottom trawling of seamounts, which are these wonderful underwater mountains that are hotspots for biodiversity. Those are just some of the points. We want to protect 30% of our moana by ensuring that it's a marine ecosystem, working with Māori, tangata whenua, to ensure that we are protecting moana with tiriti consistent and tikanga led processes. At the moment, only 1% of our ocean is protected. We want to support kaitiakitanga Māori and marine management and iwi and hapu led conservation and restoration initiatives. And we are seeing, once again, Dale, what happens for Māori and our whenua and our wai. We seek to protect it. For example, just across the Hauraki, with the wonderful Here Aroha skipper who has been relaying to us about the five iwi who are collectively working to protect the Hauraki Gulf. You've got these examples all across the country of Māori leading the way. And we would review the quota management system because, again, our fisheries are failing. They are depleting. They're at collapse. We need to move towards practices that will actually sustain the abundance of our seas for generations to come. So really proud to announce these sorts of regulations that the Greens would fight for.
Well, thank you. Marama Davidson's our guest. Marama, there's some really hot things happening around us at the moment. That doesn't lessen the mana of the kaupapa we've just discussed, but, you know, we've got China letting off bombs in the Pacific. We've got Australia teaming up with a defence treaty of sorts with Fiji and a temptation for our country to do likewise. It seems that we feel a need to position ourselves here geopolitically, and that should be of concern. On the one hand, we've got, you know, our strongest trading partner is China. On the other hand, we're fearful of their military intentions. Our responses there are somewhat scattered, might be seen as almost schizophrenic from outside looking in. And then we've got free trade agreements as well now with India that comes with a caveat that allows for workers to come and go. And the Prime Minister saying that he'd like to see more FTAs with countries across the board, some of them with some dubious ethical approaches to industrial relations. I'll leave it there. Pick some of these and tell us which are important to the Greens and why we must at times take a precautionary approach rather than diving in boots and all whenever an opportunity surfaces.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think I'll start by saying we are a nation of the Pacific. We have long stood side by side as Tiwi Māori and fought with our Pacifica cousins and relations to protect the Pacific from incursion, no matter who the country is, Dale, and especially from consistently using the Pacific as a toilet bowl, basically, to do their nuclear testing, to do their militarization, no matter who the big power is. In fact, especially when big powers are encroaching on the Pacific, we must stand clear as an independent nation and as is our obligations to Pacific nations to support their call against the militarization, against the ongoing, takahi of the mana of our Moana Nui Akiwa, our Pacific waters. But that, I guess, comes back to the importance of having principled, consistent, independent foreign policy, that we will not do the bidding for any country, which means that any of our trade agreements must uphold human rights, workers' rights, environmental protections, climate action protections, protections for Indigenous people, for te tiriti. Those are the key long-standing principles that we must do our trade and our relationship basis on, no matter what is happening. And, you know, that's just something that New Zealand could be proud of, maintaining those consistencies, no matter who we are talking to, no matter who we are dealing with.
Tēnā koe. And I know you returned to Parliament, having been through a significant health journey yourself. So as an advocate for change or appreciation within our health system, few can stand up with as much understanding of both the pros and cons of our current approaches. But we do know that there is huge pressure on our health system. Might you talk about that and the need perhaps for self-care under the circumstances you found yourself in, but also when we look at the perhaps under-resourcing, overworking, underpaid reality that many within our health sector are confronted by daily. What are some health thoughts as we come back into Parliament, please, Manama?
Yeah, thank you. My thoughts for particularly our health system are that there is enough in our country. We have enough resource. This is my clear message. We have enough resource, Dale, for our country to properly care for people, ensure that they get the treatment they need when they need it. And I want to pick up on my experience of recovering from breast cancer treatments, because, Dale, it's simply wrong that right now we have people who are having to worry about their financial situation, are having to contemplate still trying to be in paid employment when they are receiving chemotherapy, radiation treatments, surgical procedures to combat cancer, to treat cancer. That is not acceptable. Many people, because we know that currently our ACC system does not cover illness and sickness and disability, and it was always supposed to, Dale. So the Greens, even before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was proud for at least two elections in a row to announce that we would overhaul the ACC system to include illness and disability, Dale. That actually, by ensuring everyone pays their fair share of tax, especially the super rich and our giant corporations, that we could properly ensure that when someone is diagnosed with an illness, be it cancer, that they do not have to worry about anything other than their health, their well-being, and their whānau. I have had people telling me stories of needing to return to their teaching job, because, you know, which is basically sending people back to a petri dish of potential infection, right when people are at their lowest when it comes to their immunity protection. That is not acceptable. We should be ensuring that people can focus on their health and are covered for financial security in the same way that we do for accident and injury. And that is something that needs to change, must change. That is something that the Greens would fix. But overall, for the health system, Dale, we have seen successive governments neglect the investment needed, barely enough to keep the lights on. You will hear, your listeners will hear this government trumpet about how they have made the biggest billions of investment here and there. No, we need to be very clear with the cost of living, inflation, the cost of prices of running a health system, with the increasing cost of increasing population, and with the higher demands of an aging population, there has only been barely enough investment to keep the lights on. So don't accept any governments telling you that they have made the biggest investments when it is still only a minimal, a consistent percentage of GDP that is just enough to keep the lights on when we need to be going further and ensuring that we are properly investing in our health system so that people are not dying in our emergency centres, which is what you saw last week. And I mihi to the family of that person from Waikato.
As we all have as well. And again, thank you for your kōrero, rich kōrero on many fronts, but all the best as you track back into the House. And challenge for a better health system. I think that is absolutely appropriate. Always wonderful having a kōrero with you. Thanks very much for your time this Monday morning, Marama. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe, tēnā mihi, Dale.
Kia ora, thank you.